family leader and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Thursday, we roll into the third hour on Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Tomorrow we're going to have a very big announcement, so, and we're going to do that in the second and third hour. So be aware that this is coming. Rahm Emanuel has been forced by the courts to allow gun shops in Chicago. And he is going to regulate them up to their eyeballs. I don't know how much money it's going to take to open a gun shop in Chicago. And you're going to basically be, you're going to have to make yourself available to them at their whim. Let's go to the phone to John in Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
I'm going down the road and you have me smiling listening to these statistics about gun ownership.
Yes, sir.
The first two handguns I bought was in the 70s. One was a 44 and one was a 22 Ruger. Then something started happening in the 80s where punk kids were getting Uzis. And I started thinking, well, you know, the world's changing place. It used to be that you would shoot for fun or sport. And then all of a sudden you start looking at what you have and you're going, well, you know, this may not work real well. And if push comes to shove, this is an unusual caliber, slow to load. So you start changing up. Bill, you know as well as I do, people are buying handguns, people are getting carry permits, not for any other reason than that they're beginning to see their nation slipping away. I saw it in 06 before Barack Obama was ever elected or selected, whatever you want to believe, and I'm to the point now where I have the handguns that I have that are in calibers that I know ammunition is going to be more easily attainable for no other reason than personal defense against either an intruder, an assailant, or, yes, folks, even my own government. And that's what it's about, Mr. Obama. America has lost the faith of the people. We don't trust you anymore.
I agree with you. And, you know, this administration and a lot of politicians will not admit, or if they do admit it, they always sort of try to denigrate the people who make the statement that the Second Amendment is there to defend us from our own government, if need be. And they always come out and say, well, there's no way you can possibly ever fight the U.S. military.
Well,
and they completely ignore the fact that we just watched the Taliban, 35,000 Taliban, fight the U.S. military for a decade plus. with none of the bells and whistles that we have.
Let me tell you what happened up in Clarksville a few months ago, Bill. 101st, home of the 101st Airborne. I'm outside the main gate. Sergeant comes in fueling his pickup truck. I start talking to him. And I said, so what do you think about this? This was in right after the election, 2012. I said, are you ready for another 4 years? He looked at me. He's in his uniform. He says, well, you know, I can't really speak for the Army, but I can speak for myself. I said, please do. He said, well, I was at the home of my mentor. And basically, Bill, even the military are choosing up sides. This, whatever they call it in the Army, it's a tech in the Air Force. So I guess it'd be, what, a chief master?
In the Army?
E-78. Anyway, he said...
In the Army, it's a sergeant, first class, master sergeant, or first sergeant, sergeant major, or command sergeant major.
Okay, so anyway, the sergeant major, whoever it was, told him, look, the time's coming where you're going to have to choose a side. Are you with the administration or are you with the people? So even the military folks are realizing, any of them that are honorable men that have actually taken an oath to the Constitution that they have read, that understand all enemies, foreign and domestic, that the domestic enemies are in Washington. Not all of them, but the majority of them are domestic enemies. And I'm not advocating anything other than know what's happening and take your choice now, because later on it may be a little too late.
Yeah.
decide what side of the fence you're going to be on.
Yeah.
I was pleased because this guy told me, hey, I'm on the side of the people. Now, people are getting ready in the military. They're bailing. The seniors are bailing out, man. They're leaving. They're quitting. They're giving up retirements. They're saying things that they're not supposed to say, and they're being outed. Goodbye. So there are some honorable people in the military, all branches, but there are some, and the majority of the young people. Bill, I've talked to pilots of the helicopters up in Fort Campbell that have read the Constitution in order to become an officer, but they never studied it, and they don't know what's in it. They read it because they had to read it. And I've begged them and asked them, please, read it. Do your job right, because your children and my grandchildren are counting on you to get it right. That's what we've got to stress to people. And the guys that come out like I did 40 years ago, you know, Bill, when I got out, they never said, okay, John, your oath's over with. When I took it, it was till I'm a dead man.
I think for those pilots, for those young pilots at Fort Campbell, that would change rapidly if they got a mission one day saying, all right, your job today is to go out and start strafing Clarksville, Tennessee.
Well, you know, it may be, but the way things are going and the medication that they're giving them and the vaccinations that they're giving them, who knows? You ever wonder, Bill, why it was so important that everywhere you went in the military, you had to have your shot record? Because the things that they're giving these guys, hey, you get the wrong thing and you're a dead man. You get something twice, it could hurt you. They want to know what they've given you. And if it comes down to it, they could mandate something else and for certain segments of the military, and who knows what would happen. All the problems would wash away. It's an important time, folks. We need to realize what's going on and what's coming. And I don't want to be a gloom and doom guy, but it's coming.
Well, I don't think I'd be gloom and doom about it, John. If it's coming and it shows up, we win that one.
Well, yeah, can you imagine, 350 million people in this country, something like that? And if they're spooked enough that they're claiming that some people have bought 150 AKs or 150 ARs, truckloads of arms and ammunition, they don't want to believe what's coming. I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see it either, but, I mean, the fact remains, if they were to push that edge of the envelope and go that route, most of those guys that are serving in the military today are not going to go with that. I don't know what the degree of the regular guy in the military being medicated is. I would hope it's not that big. When I was in the military, if I had a tooth problem, I was put on the non-deployable roll, on the rolls of the non-deployable, and made to go to the dentist. So if they were to put some sort of altering drug, introduce that to the soldier, I don't see how he's deployable.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I've been to the dentist in the military, too. Some of them you'd think were pretty evil folks.
Yeah, I know. They like to hurt people, don't they? John, I'm running out of time. Thanks for the call, sir. All right. When we get back, we'll hammer on Rahm Emanuel on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Rambo! He wants to restrict gun shops in Chi-Town to where they can barely move. This past April, the National Shooting Sports Foundation did a survey in Chicago of registered Chicago voters that showed 69% supported regulating gun stores under the same zoning laws that cover the other age-regulated businesses like liquor stores. This had an error margin of plus or minus 4 percentage points. Still majority. among voting Chicagoans. He's not going to go with that, of course. He wants to restrict 99.5% of all zones to where those gun stores are not allowed in them. They're going to be in far-flung corners of whatever is Cook County or Chicago city limits. Whitney O'Daniel pointed this out and said, let the market decide how many gun stores people will support in the city. O'Daniel is also the executive director of the Illinois Association of Firearm Retailers. His proposed ordinance will keep gun stores at least 500 feet away from parks and schools, barring them from 99.5% of the city, according to city officials. This in response to a January decision from U.S. District Judge Edmund Chang when they overturned their ban on gun stores in a lawsuit brought by the Illinois Association of Firearms Retailers and three Chicago gun owners. Chang gave the city until mid-July to impose regulations on gun stores. So they did. And they proposed a very far-reaching ordinance that would require gun stores to videotape purchases to deter customers from buying guns for crooks. They have to maintain a log of gun sales in which firearm was later recovered in a crime. How are they going to know that? According to city officials, this would help employees identify potential gun traffickers. Only if you follow him everywhere he goes. How are you going to know if he could use it in a crime? If it gets stolen, are they going to report it back to the gun shop? Be aware this gun has been stolen, that you sold. And is that the fault of the gun owner if that happens? Or is that the fault of the gun shop if that happens? Now, Daniel said the groups that he represents aren't opposed to stores introducing best practices like videotaping sales. The NSSF has spent $800,000 this year in Chicago billboards with the message, "Don't lie for the other guy," referring to straw purchasers who legally buy guns they give to criminals. Now, Daniel said, "We don't want anyone to have illegal firearms or participate in the sale of illegal firearms." But he also said that safeguards like videotaping gun sales should be voluntary, not mandatory. O'Daniel also said some parts of the proposed ordinance appear unworkable. For example, the government can't provide stores with the names of the people who buy guns later used in crimes. How are you gonna do that? How would that happen? Of the proposed ordinance, he said, it's a little premature to say we will go back and challenge this in court, but we will certainly look at this closely. We are willing to work with the alderman on this. Southside Alderman Howard Brookins, 21st District, has already warned that the ordinance invites another potentially costly court battle. The other plaintiffs in the lawsuit include against the city include gun owners Michael Hall, Catherine Tyler, and her husband, Kenneth Pachalski. I guess they had to say she was married to him because they don't have the same last name for some reason. None has expressed an interest in selling guns, but they have said the Chicago ban on gun stores was unreasonable. In 2010, Hall was a telecommunications consultant and part-time high school basketball referee who owned a shotgun, a rifle, and a 9mm pistol he bought for protection after his Morgan Park home was burglarized, according to a deposition he gave to the city. Pachalski owns 18 guns, or they're saying it in past tense, owned 18 guns, including 13 rifles, 3 shotguns, a revolver, and a semi-automatic pistol, according to his deposition. He carried a gun from his bedroom to his basement for protection in their West Rogers home. Tyler, a veterinarian, owned a 9mm handgun, according to her deposition. A city attorney asked her whether the ban on gun stores prevented her from buying firearms, and she answered no. But if guns are legal, then we should be able to buy guns wherever we want to buy guns, and people should be able to sell them wherever they want to sell them, Tyler said. Let's go to the phones. Ed in Kentucky. Yes, sir.
Hey, Brother Bill, what's up?
What's up?
How you doing? Hey, thank you for the other day.
You mean yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you showed you were a true brother in arms.
Okay, well.
And you put him in check. But if he's listening, let me tell you something. I've been dealing with the VA for over 25 years. I worked there, and I go there. So to tell somebody over the airways with millions of people listening around the world, I will tell you this. To say someone he doesn't know something, well, that's defecation of character and slander.
Well, what it is he worked in some place and apparently probably works in some place, and apparently they're pros. And they do it the way it should be done, but that's not the way it's done everywhere. That's the way it should be done everywhere.
Then if everything was so peachy keen, how come the VA administration is finally being investigated?
Because the VA administration has become a gigantic bureaucracy where, for some reason, they look at a veteran that comes in. And apparently, one of the reasons I haven't applied for VA benefits is I think that once you apply, they think they own you. They think that they're making decisions about your life, and they're not. I earned the VA benefit. Myself, and I, most of these people that work in a VA, some of them, I'm sure, have worked, been in the military, been in the uniform, but the majority of them probably haven't either, and the ones in charge of it apparently never have been. This Shishinsky guy, he was apparently a general, but based on the way he's been running the VA, I gotta think he never held a major command. I don't know that for certain. If he did, somehow or other, his people were so good it didn't matter how stupid he was.
Well, the thing is, though, it's like this. Like I said, we've talked, over and over, and about that very situation. It just so happened. You just happen to have Texas Law Shield, and it just happened to be the topic. And, like I said, we're being judged and labeled and stereotyped on something, one, if it is valid, we had no say-so over. Okay?
Well, and two, details notwithstanding, Ed, they have betrayed us. The VA has betrayed us. The government allowing them to do that has betrayed us. They're going to get to pay the price.
Well,
and
true,
it's going to be a big one.
Well, true, but the thing is, for all you gun grabbers out there and all you gun haters out there, go to a class, call your police department, ask them when they're going to have a weapons class, because they'll tell you. Because they register carry concealed permit holders all the time. Ask them and just go and learn, listen, watch. Because all those people who say guns kill people, well, I haven't seen a police officer's weapon jump out of his freaking holster and shoot somebody.
Well, they tried to the other day in Oklahoma in a training class.
I know, but the thing is, Bill, it's like this. You know what, Bill? The reason why I love you so much in RBN, and it's because reality is being told. Truth is being told. And I know RBN and everybody who has a talk show on RBN would gladly stand on the word and say, this is the truth. We have the evidence. If you don't like it, tough. But it's the truth. And that's the thing is, when I heard that guy yesterday, he was doing so much.
Can you hang on through the break, Ed?
Sure.
Can you hang on
sure.
through the break? Hang on through the break. We'll be right back on the Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. Warsport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Back to Ed in Kentucky. Yes, sir.
Hoorah! But, you know, when I heard you yesterday, you said, hold on. You said, now the conversation I've had in the past, yes, he is a very passionate veteran. And he cares about his country, and he cares about his people. Yeah, I am passionate because I have a right to be. I'm a human being. I'm a person. That uniform didn't make me a robot. It didn't make me a mega hero. It made me a human being with a unique job. And it is. Being in the military is very unique because they don't just take anybody. They don't tell you how many college graduates they turn down. But they do. Yeah. Why? Because they don't fit the criteria that Uncle Sam's looking for.
That's why only 9% of the population in the United States ever has served in the military.
Wait a minute. You're talking about out of 300 million people.
I'm talking about the history of the United States. 9% of the population has ever served
it?
In the military.
Are you joking?
No, sir.
That means we are a spit in the bucket.
No, we're sort of elite that way, yeah.
and I mean, the thing is, I look at it like this. I hear these gun grabbers and everything else. You know, I'm glad what they did. I'm glad what they did in Chicago. I'm glad, you know, to where it's just rubbing in his face like, what's he trying to do, shut down free enterprise?
He's trying to shut down gun commerce.
Yeah, but that's still free enterprise. That's still taxable income. That's still income to the state, the city, and the county. Does he realize? And just put it this way, Bill. Just say hunting season, you know, is what, from what, October to what, January, February?
Yes, sir.
Now you take October, November, December, January, February, 5 months. You got deer, rabbit, whatever areas, you know, various areas has different critters. Look how much ammunition, guns, camping supplies alone that a hunting season brings to, just say, a county. And to shut that down, well, then you might as well go and to every pawn shop, because they do guns, close them down. You might as well go to, go to the gun shows. Try to shut them down.
Well, the right to keep and bear is winning, and they don't like that.
They can't
win the argument without lying. That's the whole thing.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. Even from when we served to now, how many times has the Second Amendment throughout the decades been brought up? That's always the first fight. Look, the Second Amendment was there for a reason. And if you notice the way it's written, that's the foundation of the entire Constitution.
Well, I think the big thing that happened here that a lot of people are ignoring, you know, we had this big buildup in 1968 and we got the Gun Control Act. Then we had this big buildup in the 1990s and we got the Brady Law, we got the assault weapon ban, we got the Omnibus Crime Bill. We had a 20-year turn just now between, well, actually 20 years. 10 years since the assault weapon ban has sunsetted, and because of the improved dissemination of information, this time we did not get guilted into supporting something, which is a very important dynamic to consider, because in 1994, information was not disseminated the way it is today, and in 1968, you only had 3 TV channels to watch.
ABC, NBC, CBS.
That's right. So whatever you got it from there, or you got it from newspapers, or wherever you got it, but you got it from an approved, authorized journalist of some fashion, that would, you know, that's what they call them today. And
right.
Today, people are not dependent upon that. And this time, after a nice build-up and a great thing that they thought filled their sails with air, they lost.
Sounds like Bloomberg.
And, I mean, Bloomberg's throwing $50 million at it. He's got somebody else to come in with another $40 million. I'm glad Bloomberg is a billionaire, because that he can afford to lose $50 million and get nothing for it.
Hey, Bloomberg, why don't you take some of that money and put it where it actually could be used for the people?
Yeah, well, he's not going to do that. He wants to run the
people.
He doesn't
want to enable
the people.
A man could wish.
You know, in Colorado is a great object lesson, because in Colorado, the anti-gunners outspent the pro-gunners $8 to 1.
And
they still
lost.
They still lost. And that's because it wasn't Gun Owners of America or the NRA or the Second Amendment Foundation that pushed that movement. It's because people in Colorado got out, got on the ground, went door to door, explained everything that was happening, and let everybody know about it. And Democrats, by the way, don't like their elected officials not paying them any attention either.
They ignored the Democrats.
They ignored all of their constituents. That's what John Morris, the Senate president, was telling them. Ignore your constituents and let's vote on this.
I know that didn't go over well.
No, well, it didn't go over well, and so two of them got fired, including the Senate president, which has to be unprecedented, and a third one had to resign because she was going to be recalled, and if they had recalled her, then the Senate would have gone to the Republicans in Colorado. So
the thing is, though, you just mentioned recall,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Other than nullification, that's the biggest step right now a person can really use. I mean, look what happened to Walker.
Well, see, there's two things that have happened, okay, that make me optimistic about the country. First, okay. We got Obamacare, and everybody that was apolitical up to this point, now they're being hit in the wallet. Now they're paying attention. Now we've got this stooge in the White House who has said in his book, Dreams of My Father, that if the Muslim world was isolated from the rest of the world in a corner, I would have to stand with them, who has traded a deserter and a collaborator for five Al-Qaeda commanders, who we will hear from again.
And in a very ugly way.
You know, Chris Matthews is out there on TV saying, you know, this wasn't the right thing to do. Everybody's deserting him. And very slowly, the liberals are beginning to understand.
Well, you know,
that liberal, socialistic, communistic leadership has to consume them too.
Well,
so and it's like everybody's going to be looking at everything he does from now on.
Well, I know, but the thing is, they're starting to look at it. Do we like the socialistic movement, or do we like to keep our bank accounts?
It's going to take the 56% of America that is completely unengaged from anything political is going to have to get involved in a hard, fast, efficient way. That's all there is to it. You know, the people that live for the tailgating and for Dancing with the Stars and everything else that they've, you know, they just want to be left alone. That's the primary thing. Just let me live my life and leave me alone, and I don't want to be involved in politics. They're going to have to get involved because they are the targeted demographic. They're the ones that are going to be victimized. The 56% of America that the liberals are targeting today is the new black America, the same way they targeted black America.
Well, here's the deal. If you're not paying attention to all this police brutality, if you're not paying attention to the medical field that's totally a sham, and murderous. I would like to see when somebody kicks in their door, put the foot in their ass, and says, "You're mine." What are they going to do then?
Well, see, this is a forecast I've made, and I'm running out of time, but a forecast I've made. If the stuff ever does hit the fan, and we can't say that on the air, Ed, but if the stuff ever does hit the fan, well, I'm talking about the stuff. I think what you said is FCC compliant. But anyway, if the stuff ever does hit the fan, there's going to be some police that are good police officers. They're going to try to maintain and do their job as they were doing it prior to everything hitting the fan. There's going to be some police officers that burn their uniforms and run away, trying not to be found. This is one of the things they fear. They would never admit it to you.
Right.
But they fear it. They fear it in a big
way.
Yes,
they do.
Anyway.
Brother, thank you very much. You have a blessed day. Be safe. And hoorah.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. Stay safe. All right. Last break of the day coming up. When we get back, we're going to talk about Barbara Boxer coming out of California. Why does that surprise me? You know, the one who told a general or an admiral, I can't remember, a flag officer, to call her senator. Nervy. Nervy, that lady. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, bald and dangerous.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Tomorrow we're making a big announcement. We're going to tell everybody how to do this. This is going to be good. Second and third hour, I will be repeating it ad nauseum. Everyone is invited. Robert Boxer on the Senate floor Monday said, "What is wrong with the people here in this country?" She was questioning why even the anti-gun Senate has not heeded her call for more gun bans and concluded that something was wrong with the people of America. Here's an idea for you, Senator Boxer. Nothing is wrong with America. Something is very badly wrong with you. Now, I understand what your problem is. You're from California. In California, you register guns. You ban many semi-automatics. You have a $24 million funded gun confiscation squad program that sends SWAT teams to people's homes. And you're rated by the anti-gun Brady campaign as having the strictest gun control laws in the nation. Put the plaque on the wall, and yet you could not stop Elliot Rogers. With all of that in place, AB 1014 will not stop Elliot Rogers. taking guns from people that are truly homicidal, not those that you think might be, is not going to stop them from killing somebody. They'll just use a hammer or a car or anything else they happen to find that they can repurpose for that purpose. Now, Senator Boxer doesn't blame the massacre on the fact that California left all the victims as unarmed as the fish swimming in the barrel, looking up apprehensively. She's not going to admit that even the New York Times now realizes that its sensationalist coverage has created some of these copycat killings. Or that it's the criminal, or the madman, or the crazy that's actually at fault. No, she instead concluded that this was another opportunity for her to exploit a tragedy for political gain, and that's exactly what she's trying to do. Her hilariously named Pause for Safety Act. I haven't seen it yet, but by her own definition, it would allow a universe of people, which could include virtually anyone, for instance, co-workers, according to Boxer, to sue to take your guns away. After the lawsuit is commenced, you would have to take thousands of dollars, which presumably you have lying around the house gathering dust, hire a lawyer to resist that petition. Now, if you don't have the money to hire a lawyer, well, then your constitutional rights vanish in thin air. Now, all this coming from Gun Owners of America, where they've had lots of experience with the far less expansive restraining order gun ban added to the prohibited persons list that's outlined in 18 U.S.C. 922 parentheses D and G. GOA constantly receives emails from innocent law-abiding members who cannot afford the cost of resisting a petition to take their guns away. So, at GOA, we constantly see the impact of he said, she said reciprocal gun ban petitions, which are the inevitable outcome of failed relationships, which are increasingly common in America, become a new thing. So, yes, we understand what you're up to, Senator Boxer. If the Boxer bill were to become law, virtually anyone could lose their guns at any time because someone with deep pockets didn't like them. She wants to take AB 1014 and make it national, is what she boils down to. But the good news is that her proposal is so transparently anti-gun and so odious that it can be slapped around with great, great proficiency. Obviously, Senator Boxer is not up for re-election this year, so she's not worried about it, but she's from California, so she's probably not worried about it even if it's a re-election year. See, here's the thing. If there was an outcry, I don't remember it. When Lucy Napolitano, yes, and I know what her first name is, but she looks like a Lucy to me. When she was the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, she started this thing about turning neighbors on neighbors see something, say something. Which sort of puts the Department of Homeland Security, and indeed all government, if Boxer's thing was to go through, into the role of the East German Stasi. The secret police. So let's take a count here, shall we? Let's just take a little stock in this, shall we? Let's see at what they've thrown at us. Since 2013, they want expanded background checks, which the only way to enforce that, to make that work, is to have a gun registry, which they purport that the bill did not have language in it forbidding it, but it really wouldn't work. So then there would be an executive decision, as Obama is wont to do, basically negating that part of the bill, as he is wont to do, as he does all the time. And then we would have a gun registry. They want to take and make gun ownership a mental illness. They've already implemented that with Obamacare, where all of your records are available to the federal government if they want them. So now, at some point down the road, if they are ever able to make this stick legislatively or, judicially, if you are somebody like in your 30s or something and you've ever been medicated because your second grade teacher said you couldn't pay attention to the lesson, guess what? You might not be able to own a gun. They're out there calling us. Every time one of these things happen, it's our fault. Every time one of these spree shooters get out there, it's our fault. It's our fault. There's something wrong with us because we want to be self-reliant, because we want to, we understand that police can't protect us. There's something wrong with us about that. Now, in California, one thing I don't understand about California, maybe some gun owners in California could explain this to me, has it been so incremental, unlike in New York and Connecticut, that it just sort of snuck up on you? Because there's 9 million gun owners in California. The gun owners of California could basically almost fill New York City by themselves. So did it sneak up on you incrementally, or how did that happen? I know who started it. It was Reagan. Reagan started it all. He started all the gun grabbing back in the 60s when the Black Panthers walked into the California State Assembly with unarmed rifles. I get that. But in New York and in Connecticut, you have outright defiance. In Colorado, you have outright defiance. And yet, all of these politicians, they really have segued. Say it ain't true. They really have segued into not paying attention and believing that they're rulers and not representative leaders. Now, Barbara Boxer, apparently she is a representative. Because in California, this is happening. That $24 million they took for the gun confiscation program, by the way, they took from their background check program. Wonder if that hurt the background check program, which they so, you know, they heart background checks. They just heart them. On a decent note, it is, the ATF is saying that they're not going to go to all the people that bought EP Armory polymer lowers and raid their houses, which indicates to me that they have the information of everybody that bought polymer lowers from EP Armory and know where they are. Now, everybody that has that, you guys are perfectly legal to begin with. But that's not going to cloud the don't count on that. Don't count on that to keep them from raiding your house. If it were up to me, just to save me the heartache, Dimitri Karras is a great young man. He wants them to come at him. And I so admire that. But just to keep from having to deal with that, you might consider getting one of the new polymer lowers that he sells that are going to be completely, absolutely 100% compliant. There's no change in colors. It's all one color. So now we don't have to be concerned with colors, which sort of makes it sound like all of a sudden the ATF has gone the way of worrying about how the Crayola crayons come down, doesn't it? It's all about the colors. We'll do this again one more time this week in about 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never, ever, 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 ever been about gun control. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.